So I want to talk about one thing that has really influenced me and helped me is the statement of you don't know what you're good at until you actually try it, right? So basically you sample and sample until you figure out what you're good at because you don't know until you try, right? Action takers beat inaction, right? So any kind of action beats inaction all the time. Every single day you see winners winning at stuff that they never thought they could win at until they tried it and they figured out they were good at it or they liked it or they had a passion around it. So you don't know what you're good at until you actually try. Now when it comes to this, there is a lot of different things. Like Gary Vee, for instance, he has a big matter of fact, a lot of videos talking about, hey, you need to sample. When you're in your 20s, you can necessarily like waste your 20s and then, you know, sample until you figure out something you're good at. Now I kind of take a different approach with that, right? So I still say sample and figure out what you're good at. And then, you know, what you're good at, you should definitely like single that out and then grow with that and keep going and going and going until you've mastered that. And then as you're going through that path, you're going to pick up little tidbits of other stuff too that you like to do and the other stuff that you would actually, you know, venture off in when you're mastering your craft, right? So when you're going about it and you're learning and you're getting better at what you're actually you started at in the beginning, right? You need to actually expand a little bit and kind of broaden your horizons, and that's naturally going to happen in the progression of actually what you're doing. So as you're doing this, you're going to grow and you get better anyway. So then you're going to find out different ways that, you know, that you're good at. Like for instance, with me, right? I started out with doing websites, right? I started out building websites and I learned that and learned how to do this. And then I came back and I said, well, now, you know, I have a heavy interest in learning SEO because I need to learn how to rank these websites so I can get attention from Google and I get people to start looking at what I'm putting out, you know, because I'm building all these websites and they're not really getting any attention. So I had to learn SEO. So they got really, really good at SEO and I understood exactly what I needed to do as far as that aspect. Now, as I started getting into SEO and doing things, I would, you know, I'd learn how to do different things like pay-per-click, as far as like using Google to actually, you know, actually get traffic from paid ads as far as that goes. Then I learned the atmospheres of getting into paid ads. I learned, you know, getting into actually Facebook ads. So all this was a big journey. And then from Facebook ads, I literally got into chatbots, right? So then from chatbots, I literally got into, you know, a lot of other stuff. Like I've done email marketing. I've done many different things, you know, as far as an active campaign. There's different stuff you can do with like Klaviyo. You can do with e-commerce that's absolutely genius. But again, when it comes out to it, it's things that are underestimated that you don't know that you're good at, and you don't know until you start your path where your path is going to lead you, right? So I say this because, again, from a voice of experience, that you, as you're going down and you're learning certain things and you're doing what you're good at, you're going to actually grow and get better. Now, some of what I was doing, you know, I had a passion around trying to learn something to better my family's life, right? That was my end goal. It wasn't necessarily that I had a passion around building websites. It was a passion around building a better life for my family. Now, when I was doing that, again, I was literally not chasing any shiny objects. I was chasing the dream of actually providing a better life for my family. Now, I know that resonates with a lot of people here. And even if you don't have a family, you're going to one day, and you need to understand that you need to have that foundation behind you. And the better your skills are, the better you can be, the better you will be. So, you know, growing and sampling things and knowing what to do is going to ultimately help you. Now, once you sample something and you figure out what you're good at, you need to find exactly what I just explained in my path is a real narrow path, you know, that I took. But again, I'm not exactly breaking down finding mentors. You need to find mentors in what you're doing, and you need to, you know, actually go through and, you know, invest in yourself, right? So constantly try to learn and grow and invest in yourself. Now, I'm not saying waste all your money on learning and learning and learning and not implementing. I'm saying learn, implement, succeed, repeat. Learn, implement, succeed, repeat. Learn, implement, succeed. And the more you do this, the better you will get. So you learn it, then you implement it, then you succeed with it. So you start making money and you start getting better at it. You know, there's always a way to make money with a skill these days, especially with the internet, right? The internet literally is opening up like holes that were in there that you can just sleep in. I mean, you can slip in through and just literally start making money right now. I mean, and if you have skills, you need to embrace those, right? When I first started out, I started making YouTube videos about what I was good at. I was naturally an electrical engineer, right? So I programmed machines and I was really, really good at what I did. I did that for 16 years. So I started out, I made a YouTube channel about that and I literally did like 400 videos. Now teaching how to use this software, teaching all the elements of it, literally every single thing there is to know about it. I actually started outranking it's funny because I started outranking the actual inventors of the actual software, right? The company, right? And it's funny because to this day, it's still that way, right? But the point of it is I started out my journey by learning how to build websites. Then I started getting into YouTube and then learning, you know, I was kind of getting my voice and stuff like that. But I enjoyed teaching. I enjoyed, to me, it was like a sense of accomplishment, right? Like when you can take your knowledge and pass it on to somebody else and then they succeed at what they're doing, or they can grow from what you're doing and be better at what their end goal is. To me, that's much more of accomplishment than, you know, and it sounds stupid, right? But if you can make $1 million, right? Anybody, I'll be honest with you, anybody with the goal and drive can literally pound out and start, literally just drop and stop making excuses right now. Just do whatever it takes. You can make $1 million. Now, the time frame it takes you to make $1 million is different, right? Some people can make $1 million literally within an hour. Some people can make $1 million within a year. Some people, it takes 3, 4, 5, 6 years. Now, the point I'm trying to get at it is you need to understand what your passion is and what you're growing, and you need to understand what you're good at, right? So you need to sample and you need to understand what you're good at. And then as you're getting good at it, right, you need to focus on getting yourself better at whatever you're doing. And then different ways to do that. Like you need to find mentors. You need to find different paths you can follow to help you grow and get better. Now, this sounds, you know, like a constant thing that, you know, this really, really tiresome and stuff like that, but you need to enjoy the process, right? Part of the process of learning, and it's almost like I look at it like this. I learn, I get to implement, and then I get to succeed. And then I literally feel like it's a break for me to learn again because I get to sit back and I get to kind of peace of mind and I get to actually enjoy listening to somebody else teaching me, whether it be a mentor, whether it be a program I bought that I think that I could benefit from. Because just about every course out there, not to say that they're all great, but there's golden nuggets in just about every one of them. I've been in some really, really expensive groups and masterminds and stuff like that really do add value and show you the cutting edge of stuff. But there's golden nuggets in just about everything that you're doing, right? So don't feel like, and don't fall for just anything, but, you know, research what you're doing. Research, you know, the people you're following. Research the stuff that you're doing. If somebody's sitting there adding value to you and helping you out, then 90% of the time they're going to like literally stop what they're doing and help you. There's not a student I don't have. Again, I enjoy teaching. I enjoy passing on information to the people I teach and so that they can succeed. But there's not a student that I don't have that if they message me right now, that I wouldn't stop what I'm doing and I wouldn't, you know, I'd get them on a Zoom call and we could work out their problem. It's just as simple as that. So no matter how successful I became, no matter where I was or what I was doing, I would stop what I was doing and make time for them, because again, they are there to learn and grow. And who am I to stop their progress, right? Again, and your mentors need to have that. If they don't have a support system behind what you're getting into, if you're getting into a program that does not have a support system, you're literally wasting your money. So understand, you need to get into something that it doesn't matter what you're trying to do, right? You know, I teach right now I teach chatbots and I teach Facebook ads, and I actually, you know, one-on-one coach people with SEO. I don't necessarily have an SEO course because, again, that's not exactly the most glamorous thing. But again, it is an essential key component to doing marketing these days. But when it comes down to it, I do one-on-one for that. But the point of it is, you know, when it comes to teaching and doing stuff, a lot of us do that. There's a lot of people that do it that are just kind of fake about it. Let's be honest with that. But there's a lot of people that do it just because they enjoy teaching. They enjoy helping people. They enjoy the process of seeing somebody else that had the epiphany moment that can literally succeed. They learn, they implement, and start succeeding. It literally is that simple. And then you can continue. So like, I have students that literally learned stuff that I've taught them, and then all of a sudden, that very year, they started implementing that some of the stuff that we taught them, and now they are a top 10 ClickFunnels affiliate. Now, I'm not saying that as in I'm taking credit for what they did. They implemented what we talked about. They implemented the things we were teaching. They implemented and succeeded. They learned, they implemented, they succeeded. That is their accomplishment. That is not my accomplishment, but it makes me feel good about what I did because, again, I was able to help somebody succeed. And I really do hope one day that as you're going through your process and as you're going through finding out what you're good at and as you go through your journey, that you always reach back and you help somebody else. Whether or not you have a passion for teaching, that's a gift that some of us have and some of us don't have. But whether or not you do or you don't have that, always reach back and try to help the next person because, again, it's like the law of attraction. Not the law of attraction, but the seven laws are the seven spiritual laws of success. It's literally the karma effect. If you give and give and help, and you help in the world and you give in your gifts to the world will give back to you. It may not be today, it may not be tomorrow, it may not be the next day, but it will eventually come back to you. So you have to put forth good positive energy into the world. Now, you're not going to hear this from a lot of people, but again, I'm a person that believes in helping people. I'm a person that likes seeing people, other people achieve their goals. When they come from literally nothing and make something of themselves, and you can look back and then you get that sense of, hey, I really, really do appreciate everything you've done for me. It means when somebody is so sincere with that, it means so much more than having just, you know, them give you all, you know, all this money and whatever the case may be. Seriously. So when I say sample and find out what you're good at, I mean sample and find out what you could potentially, you know, have a passion around and be good at it. And then start being great at it. And then if you need help, reach out to a mentor, reach out to a program, reach out to a training or something. But I do recommend that you don't get in any training that does not have a support system behind it, because you're not just going to watch a video and automatically know how to do so. The videos are there to help and guide you through the system so that you get the base knowledge, but you may have different implementations you want to do, and you need that one-on-one time. You need that one-on-one personality to help you through that last little bit to turn that last little curve into success. So learn, implement, success, right? That's the process. That's the exact process you need to keep doing. And don't just stop with one. Literally, you've seen my process. You've seen exactly what I've described, the journey that I went through. And all the way through it, I was never the person that just gave up on myself. I said, okay, I'm good at this, I'm going to do this. I'm good at this, I'm going to do this. And every time I hit a roadblock, I literally reached out and grew from what I was doing. I learned, implemented, succeeded. And that's exactly what you should start doing. But you got to find out where you're at. You have to find out what is actually, you know, what your passion is. So I want to conclude with that and literally say, just always feel free to, you know, you have something inside of you. If you have a burning drive that you know deep inside of you that there's a better part of you that you know is out there, that you know that you can be better, than who you currently are right now, then you definitely are. You definitely have that inner being that is driving yourself to be something more. Chase that. Make sure you embrace that. Make sure you use that and do something. Make sure you make you be an action taker. Don't sit back. Like I said, action beats inaction any day of the week. And for those that would laugh at you or whatever the case may be, you're not going to be the best when you first start, or even if you are the best when you first start. Like, people are going to, like, the world is not like a big pillow, right? It's just not a big pillow. I mean, we'd love to say it is, but it's not. People are going to be, like, on the internet especially, they're going to be rude. They're going to be, some people are going to be really sincere, they're going to be really helpful, but some people are going to be blatantly honest. You have to learn to accept that and know who you are as a person. Be confident in what you're doing. And that's why I say you have to learn, implement, succeed, so that you know you have that confidence behind you and you can succeed at what you're doing. You don't have to be questioned or belittled by somebody. I literally know somebody right now that's making $10 million a year that gets belittled on the internet for something he did. And none of that's true. It's just something somebody's trying to play off of his name to really so that they can gain, you know, their own thing and gain their own audience. And don't be that person. You need to step outside and be, again, adding good positive vibes in the world, and then you will get great outcomes from it. But understand, learning and growing and implementing is something that you need to do, and you need to find out where your starting point is. So again, we'll conclude with what we're talking about today, because I definitely want to make sure that this opens up a section of you where you want to look and dig deep and find out what you're good at. And sampling that stuff is exactly what it is. So, and feel free, check out the links below. Again, we'll have everything listed. I would love for you to be part of the groups. I'd love for you to be part of our infrastructure. We help, we grow, we like I said, that's our process. We learn, we implement, and we succeed. So if you are one of those people that want to join, again, we'd love to have you. And again, we'll see you on the next one.